China says it's achieved its first centenary goal of building a moderately prosperous society in all respects. General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee made the announcement yesterday as the party celebrated its centenary. China's eliminated absolute poverty. The country is now the world's second largest economy with a GDP of over $15 trillion U.S. dollars as of 2020. General Secretary Xi Jinping says the CPC will continue to lead the nation on a new journey toward realizing the second centenary goal.
This means that we have brought about a historic resolution to the problem of absolute poverty in China. We are now taking confident strides toward our goal for the second centenary, which is to build China into a great modern socialist country in every respect. This is a great and glorious accomplishment for the Chinese nation, for the Chinese people, and for the Communist Party of China.
The 100-year-old party is the world's largest ruling party with over 95 million members. The European Union's launched its digital COVID-19 certificates. Ryan, the World Health Organization says increased mixing, travel, and social gatherings has caused the recent rise in infections in Europe. Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, says the number of cases rose by 10% last week, ending a 10-week decline in infections. The official says the Delta variant is expected to be the most dominant variant by August, adding that it's already causing a rise in hospitalizations and deaths. The African Union Special Envoy, tasked with leading efforts to procure COVID-19 vaccines, has slammed the European Union for not making vaccines available to the continent. Strive Masiyawa called on Europe to open up its vaccine production facilities to allow the African Union to purchase vaccine doses for its citizens.
The EU has vaccine factories across Europe. Not a single dose, not one vial, has left a European factory for Africa. When we've gone to talk to their manufacturers, they tell us that they are completely maxed out, meeting the needs of Europe.
He says COVAX has promised to deliver 700 million doses by December, but at the middle of the year, Africa's received only 65 million doses. Just 1% of Africa's 1.3 billion population is fully vaccinated, and 1.6 billion doses are needed to inoculate the targeted 60% of adults. Health authorities in South Africa say that they're reviewing data on COVID-19 vaccines made in China and Russia with the view of approving them for emergency use. The move is a mandatory part of the procurement procedure. The vaccines under review include China's Sinovac and Sinopharm and Russia's Sputnik. Both the Trump Organization and its longtime finance chief have pleaded not guilty to tax charges relating to the company of former U.S. President Donald Trump. The indictment says Alan Weisselberg and the company cheated New York out of taxes by conspiring to pay senior executives off the books. Weisselberg's lawyers said the executive will fight the charges in court. Trump has not been charged at this stage of the investigation.